This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
It's very common these days for people to have a gym regime. Whatever the drive behind it, whether health-related, performance-related, or just plain vainglory, it's not uncommon for people to take some sort of regular exercise each week. But if you've never done it before, what's the best way to go about it? Well, many people make use of a PT, that's a personal trainer. This might be because they're wet behind the ears, or maybe they just don't want the aggro of designing their own workout plan. A PT will create a bespoke plan for you based on your aims. They will tailor it to your current abilities, and better still, they will teach you how to move in a way that won't incapacitate you. However, the trade-off with a PT is the price. Each hourly session can be steep, considering the double whammy of having to pay both the PT and membership of the gym too. If you are at all strapped for cash, then regular sessions might be out of your budget. So what's left? Well, if you have the grit for it, you can make your own regime. It's relatively easy to do if you have the know-how. But before you do, here are some basic pointers. First, keep your fitness goal in mind. Are you looking to slim down, bulk up, get shredded, or increase your abilities? Whatever it is, make sure the things you choose to do are in pursuit of that goal. Next, do your research. These days, social media is chock full of fitness videos and advice. Watch as many of these as possible, but make sure to be a little critical of them. Everyone has a different physique, and what works for one may not work for another. Finally, keep your feet on the ground. Be patient with yourself and set realistic goals. It takes at least 3 months to see any realistic body changes. And don't be overzealous. Never work in pain. A good workout is difficult and challenging, but never painful. Pain means you're damaging yourself. If nothing else, focus on calisthenics. These are the basic body movements which everyone can do anywhere, even at home. They include squats, push-ups, pull-ups, and crunches, among other things. Do as many of one exercise as you can without stopping, and then try and repeat that number twice more. Make sure you sweat, and don't forget to rest for a minute in between.
Takeaway English
from the BBC.